So, okay. Suzanne, the lamb is sitting and ready.
Resting, yes. We've taken it out of the oven. It's perfect. I am confident that when we slice into it, it's going to be pink and succulent. The nuts on top are nice and crunchy. So we did everything right.
We'll see. We haven't tasted it yet, but we're confident.
We are confident,
yes. It's certainly smelling divine. Mm-hmm. Before we get to the lamb and the salad and the... Is it pilaf?
The pilaf. Yes, the burgul and friki pilaf, yes.
Let's have a little dessert.
Yes, of course, because at each of my sessions as well, in addition to the savory, that we'll do a starter, we'll do a main course, we'll do a side dish, depending on what the menu happens to be, we're going to do a sweet at the end. So here we've already, we've mixed the ricotta cheese with nutmeg, cardamom, a little bit of cream just to loosen it up. So that's going to be our filling, and dates. You can't get more Arabic than that.
Okay. I love dates,
Now we've taken the stone out of it, so there's no pit. And what
These
are you replacing
dates.
It with? They are big. This is majdoul dates, which is very soft. Make sure that you do get a date that's soft, the soft variety. You don't want something that's really hard and dry. Mm-hmm. That's enough. Two nuts. So you've replaced the stone
with some almonds.
Toasted almonds. You could leave them out if you don't care for them. Keep it open because you're going to put in the ricotta cream. So in a pastry bag is where I've put it in. And here you go, Suzanne. Squeeze away.
Right.
You're doing a great job. Oh, wow. You are good.
Here it comes.
You are good. Look at that. You're a pro.
That's good fun. I'm liking that. Very good indeed.
Try another one.
I'm going to have another go.
Yes.
So
and then just before you finish, let's just garnish this one. Right on top of the cheese, you're going to garnish it with a little bit of finely crushed pistachio nuts. So that just elevates it to wow.
Perfect.
That's the wow factor right
Perfect.
There.
Perfect, isn't it just that?
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm a bit ambidextrous, actually, funnily enough.
Lucky you are. Okay, let me help you out. I'll hold the date. And you just start from the top and squeeze
away. Look at
and
that.
And go up and down, up and down. That's it.
Great.
That's perfect.
That is wonderful. Okay.
You are good. A plus. A plus.
Excellent stuff. So we're nearly there then. All of it's coming together.
Yes. Dessert is done. And I'm a believer that if you do go to a lot of trouble of making a lot of dishes for your friends, for your family, don't kill yourself when it comes to dessert. Pick something simple because they'll appreciate it. It doesn't have to be, you know, back-breaking work for people to appreciate what you've done.
And often when the food has been good, you don't need a lot.
No.
You just want a little sweetness at the end of a meal,
Absolutely.
A little taste of something good.
Yeah, haven't you noticed when you slice into a cheesecake, it could be a huge cheesecake in front of you, the best bite is the first bite.
True.
And after that, it sort of diminishes. So really, all you need is a bite.
Yeah.
And that's what we've made here, a bite of spiced ricotta cheese filled in dates.
Delicious.
Yes. Okay, so here we are. Dates are done, so let's serve up.
Okay, well, we'll move over then, and this is the reward, I think, after our hard labor, which has been a lot of joy, a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I tell you what, the people that get to have this Suzanne Husseini experience here at Melee with you, sharing your techniques and your ideas and your approaches, are in for an absolute treat. Okay.
Well, I've been a treat here as myself. I mean, this is a gorgeous kitchen that I am working in. I mean, who doesn't dream of cooking in a kitchen like this?
Truth.
I mean, I am really... this is a treat for me as well. So here is the lamb. Oh, what
Beautiful.
Do you think? Isn't it gorgeous? All right, so here it goes, Suzanne.
You're going to slice, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm using a very, very sharp knife, and I'm actually going to slice between two ribs. So you get a nice big piece of lamb.
Let's see how
now,
it is
don't
inside.
Don't tell people what it is. Don't hide anything. Tell the truth. What do you think?
It's pink. It looks pretty perfect to me.
Yes.
Pink in the middle.
It is pink in the middle and soft. I mean, I don't even have to make a very, a lot of attempt in cutting this. The knife is just going through like butter.
Just wonderful.
Yes. There it is. Done.
Fabulous.
Beautiful. And we're going to put these pictures up, aren't we?
We are,
so people can actually
you can share the vision. Yes, indeed. So it'll go up on Suzanne's Facebook page, Suzanne Husseini, and also on now Dubai Eye 103.8 Facebook page and the website.
Okay,
looking
now we
good.
Need a spoon, Josephine. Okay, so we're going to start serving this. This is how I would serve it. I would take my pilaf and spoon a couple of...
Look at that.
Spoons. Isn't that gorgeous? There it is. You can see all the studded fruits in there and the nuts. And Arabic food, as I always say, is all about the nuts. Mm. So that's not enough. We add in a little bit of pistachio nuts and a little bit of almonds and pine nuts on top to give it that nice little last crunch. Yep. Of sweetness. And then we're going to lay to rest these gorgeous pieces of lamb that are crusted with pistachio.
Over the top.
Over the top.
It's like a bed.
There like a bed, exactly. And let's do three. Let's be generous.
Why not?
I mean, this is a five-star meal, don't you think? Would you pay money for this?
Too right. And, you know, you really impress your friends and family if you were to prepare this meal to entertain, whatever level you want to do it. But, you know, it looks stunning. Yes. Of course, all of these recipes are in Suzanne's book, When Suzanne Cooks. Not only, of course, have we got the Middle Eastern version, the same book now is going to be out in Canada.
Yes, it'll be out in Australia first in February, Australia and the UK and New Zealand and some countries in the Europe. And late summer, it will be in US and Canada. There'll be a North American version of it.
Suzanne so certainly takes over the world.
I think so. Plate by plate.
That's looking really nice.
So that's our lamb.
Yep.
Here's our salad. Now we just have to dress it with the dressing. And that just gets drizzled on top. Mm. So all that nice, sweet, tart.
And there's the aubergines in there with the salad. Lovely.
Yes. It's a nice, sweet taste complemented by the pepperiness of the roca. It's just a nice blend of textures and flavors here. And our dates.
Well, I don't think we should wait any longer. Can I have a taste now?
Yes,
I hate
can.
To break up the beautiful presentation, but...
Yes, please do. Okay. Please do.
Wow. Gosh, that is divine, because there's a lot going on there, so it's a real feast. You bite into the lamb with that crust, so you work your way through the texture and the flavours, and juicy, very, very succulent.
Yes.
And then you've got that pilaf underneath, giving a bit of dryness. You know, not too dry,
but some texture to sit on top of.
And then you've got the pomegranates there, that hint of sweetness that gets you.
Yes, the fruit.
Just, I love the textures. I love that. Absolutely delicious.
Wonderful.
Filling. That would be quite a filling dish.
Yes, that's a good meal.
It's a real hearty meal, isn't it? Full of nutrition, full of taste.
Yes.
Wow. Have a little bit of salad.
Some of the salad, yeah.
You can see I've got all excited. As soon as I taste good food, you're like, yes, this is how it's meant to be. That's all about.
Are you speechless?
Mm. Again, I'm just going through those taste sensations. Again, a lovely fresh salad. But you know what's doing it is that dressing. That dressing is superb.
Yeah, I particularly love it, and people who've tried it tell me it is sort of the nice sweet complement to something so peppery, and it marries so beautifully with the fresh sweet tomatoes and the sweet aubergine. It just pulls it all together.
And you know what it is? It's the fennel coming through.
Yes.
Delicious. That licorice, subtle licorice flavour in amongst all of the rest of it.
Yeah.
And with that aubergine. Really, really good.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Good. Well, I'm glad you love it. And this is a sampling of what we would do at our sessions. You know, when you're cooking with me, hopefully you will enjoy the process, because I'm all about the process. I don't think of cooking as a chore. I think of it as pure joy. When I'm in the kitchen, I'm in my element, and I'd like the people who are around me to feel exactly how I feel and leave here, have cooked a meal together, have savored the meal that they cooked themselves, and hopefully be inspired to go home and try these dishes and try other dishes. I want to wake up their taste buds to try a new cooking adventure. That's what this is all about. So
it's not over yet.
No, no. Oh, dessert.
We've got to have the dessert. But I just want to say, for those interested in attending the Suzanne Husseini experience in the kitchen here at Millet Gallery, and a big thank you to Millet Gallery as well for hosting us this afternoon.
They've been wonderful.
Go to the Suzanne Husseini
Facebook
page.
Yep, facebook.com/Suzanne Husseini, my name full. My website, www.suzannehusseini.com. You can also connect through. And on it, I will be posting very soon the schedule, the menu, the prices, all the details, the address, where to find the Millet Gallery. It's beautiful, gorgeous location, plenty of parking space. It's on Sheikh Zayed Road. Everybody knows Sheikh Zayed Road. I waited a long time to find a perfect venue, and I think I have.
I think
I've hit the jackpot here.
So time for dessert and coffee?
Yes, indeed.
Why
yes,
not?
Yes. Okay. So we'll pour you a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
And try the date. And there's no sugar in that cheese, by the way. It's just the sweetness of the dates.
And, you know, it's almost like you think you're having cream, but you're not.
No.
It's a healthier option.
Yeah,
it's
cheese. I mean, it's rich, but really, you're going to eat one or two.
Yeah, it's not that you have to eat a lot of them.
Mm.
And don't forget the dates are very good for you as well.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, the pistachio just rounds that off perfectly on the top there.
Yeah, it gives it a little nuttiness and a sweetness. And the look, it's nice. With a cup of gahwa.
Coffee, Arabic coffee.
Nothing like it.
Yeah. Suzanne Husseini, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
An absolute delight. And I've learned a lot this afternoon, so thank you for being such a good teacher.
Well, thank you. It's been a delicious experience with you, as it always is, specifically here at the gallery and cooking together. So I've enjoyed it as much as I hope you have enjoyed it. And I hope we have tantalized the listeners to come and try it out. And if you've never tried this kind of cuisine, certainly this is the place to start. We will be experimenting with hundreds of dishes. It's limitless.
To the next time, Suzanne.
To the next time,
thank
yes.
You so much.
You're very welcome. Sahtain, as we would say.